This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I'm so excited for another week to spend with you here on the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. Family, I'm just so godly blessed to have just an audience to share the word with, audience that appreciates this word and is sending it all around the world. So remember, right after this call, right after we complete this, I need you to post this video on your account. Tell your friends to share it. Tell your friends to become my friends so we can continue to get this word out around the world. Center of Hope, I love y'all. Y'all are the absolute greatest. And, man, where would I be without God and you? And I thank God for you. Listen, let's start this day as we always do by giving God the best praise we can. Come on, let's lift him up. Father, you are awesome and you are mighty and there's none like you. God, I thank you for another opportunity to bless your name and to give you praise. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength, and we bless you for this gift called Monday, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. And in this corridor called Monday, God, are miracles, blessings, and healings and deliverance for each and every one of us. So, God, I pray today that you would order our steps. God, I pray that you would put us in position for great things to happen. Cover us today, oh God. Keep us safe on the highways and byways and bring us back together at that appointed time. Before this, we will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I've got something to share with you this morning. Go with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. Beginning to think about now what it is that we want to share. Can you believe it? We're almost at the end of the year. It seems like we just had Watch Night service a few weeks ago, and we're at the end of another year already. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. I want to talk about some things that I think we need going out of this year. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. I want to talk to you this morning about two things. First thing is faith. What are you believing in, and what is faith? Faith is not jumping off of a cliff and expecting to grow wings on the way down. No. Faith is believing in the odds that are set against you, making up your mind that I'm not going to stand here and just do nothing. Faith is to continue to walk even when you don't know which way you're going. Faith is believing a yes is coming when all you've heard is no's. Faith is a God connection that causes you to trust God and keep walking when it's so dark that you don't even know the next step in front of you. You can't even see your way. What I need you to know is that faith honors God and God honors faith. Let me say that again. Your faith honors God and God honors faith. The next verse, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he say. I need you to hear this. The end of this verse says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Family, I honestly believe that we will have what comes out of our mouths. And think of all the times we've been negative, complained, been bitter, said things that we should not have said in the moment where our faith was just on trial, but we said some things that we should not have said. Guess what? Those things manifest in our lives. Why? Because we are so anointed that we must honestly be careful what we allow to come out of our mouth. The word of God says, watch what you say because you will have whatsoever you say it. I will never again say I'm broke. I might be in between miracles. I might not have what I need, but I will never again in my life say that I am broke. I won't even claim being sick. I may not be feeling my best, but I'm going to decree health and wealth over my life. Stop speaking negativity into your life because it manifests. The word says you will have whatsoever you say. Watch what comes out of your mouth because the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Here's what I want to get to, what I want to close with you today. And when you stand praying, forgive If ye have any ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. Hear this. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive you, which is in heaven, forgive you of your trespasses. Family, forgiveness is connected to your breakthrough. I got to say it again. Forgiveness is connected to your breakthrough. What are you holding on to that's holding you where you are? Lack of forgiveness is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't take you anywhere. Some people are still angry about stuff that happened years ago. Let me tell you what you need to do. Get closer to me. Let it go. It's not helping you. You're not progressing. You're still mad about something that happened in high school, something that happened in your last marriage. That person then went on and messed up three other folks' marriages, and you're still frustrated with something that happened then. Learn how to forgive and let it go. You've got to be able to move on. Why? This is why you've got to do it. Every time you go backwards and deal with some past drama, you relive it as it's just happening. And if you live in your past, it will choke your today and kill your tomorrow before it's ever born. One more time. If you live in your past, it will choke your today and kill your tomorrow before it's ever born. You must learn to have faith, believe in God, but you must also learn to forgive. Relax. Let it go. Why? Because God is on your side. Family, these are some things that I know we're going to need going into the new year. We're going to have faith. And family, you've got to let it go. Exhale. Get it out. And watch God bless your life. I want to pray with you. Start today. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and there are those who are watching this video, God, who have been provoked to release some drama that they've been carrying for years. God, there are those who are considering, God, this is the point and the right time in my life to just let it go. I've been harboring over some ill feelings, some people who have literally done me wrong. I've got to let it go so that I can move forward with you. God, increase our faith. Help us to understand that with you, all things are possible. So God, I'm not going to leave out of this year with a backpack full of past drama, and I'm not going to walk forward into darkness without shining the light of my faith. God, you are awesome and you are mighty, and I thank you because someone is encouraged today to let it go and look to you for their strength. So Father, we bless you and we give you praise. Now I pray for all those who are on this call, for their peace, their power, and their prosperity, for healing and deliverance, and bring us back together at that appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Family, I love you much. I'll be praying for you today. Remember this word. Some of you are going to have to go back and watch this video over and over again, but make sure you repost it so we can get this word around the world. I got to get out of here, y'all. I got to go. I got to take these babies to school. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. Glory. Shout glory. Glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. We out of here, y'all, like bugs when the light come on. Peace.